Yes. Authorities are enforcing security restrictions in parts of Indian-controlled Kashmir, this on the first anniversary of New Delhi's decision to revoke the region's semi-autonomy. Officials lifted a curfew in the main city, Srinagar, overnight, but say restrictions on public movement and commercial activities would continue because of the coronavirus pandemic. This had government forces erecting steel barricades, laying razor wire, and stopping residents at checkpoints. On August 5th of last year, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government stripped Kashmir of statehood, eradicated its constitution, and removed inherited protections on lands and jobs. The decision set off public anger and heightened economic stress in a region that has witnessed insurgency and Indian crackdowns for years. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said Wednesday that the international community should force India to reverse its present course here, and that Pakistan will always be with its brothers and sisters in Kashmir. He also unveiled a new map of Pakistan that included Indian-held Kashmir. India rejected the move as an exercise in political absurdity. And rescuers searched for survivors in Beirut Wednesday after a massive explosion at the port devastated entire neighborhoods, killing more than 100 people, wounding thousands, and plunging Lebanon into deeper economic crisis. The blast, which appeared to have been caused by a fire igniting over 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate left unsecure in a warehouse, was felt as far away as Cyprus, which is 150 miles to the northwest. The governor of Beirut described the disaster as an apocalyptic situation, which he estimated might have made 300,000 people temporarily homeless and cost the country in excess of $3 billion. This is VOA News.